Today is Thursday, September 22nd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I have a long day today. I'm recording this at 5:44. Technically, there is a meeting still going on at work, but I left the meeting early because I needed to record, and I have another meeting at 6:30, 6:30 to 7, and I've been in meetings since around 1, so from 1 p.m. until around 7, I have meetings today. Ugh. And I usually end work around 5 or 5:30, but the meetings were important. And as I've said before, a lot of my coworkers at the Spit Valve Factory are in California. And so 7 for them, for me, is only 5 for them. And occasionally I have to stay online late so that I can attend those meetings. And it is what it is. But in between the meetings, I'm recording a podcast. And when I finish, I'll probably take a little break for half an hour until the next meeting starts. And then I need to cook dinner. And so there's going to be no time to walk or work out or do any of that today, which is a bummer. I hate doing it, but I'm trying to get back into it. So it is what it is. Anyway, so to give you guys an update, I know I talked about, actually, I don't remember exactly what I talked about, but yesterday I was recorded from the car. And so I think I talked about the award that I received at the Spit Valve Factory, and it wasn't really an award. It was just a token of appreciation from the InfoSec team for some work that we did with them. And I'm just a product manager, so it's not like I do any of the engineering or the development work. I just herd cats, you know, and make sure that all the requirements have been gathered and that all the acceptance criteria, and we have a plan in place, and we know when we're going to deliver things and all that kind of stuff. And then I make sure it gets delivered and it meets whatever expectations they were, and then I'm supposed to do tracking of success. I'm not very good at that, though. I'm not very good at tracking the metrics of, did this thing that we delivered help? You know, did it cause us to have more customers, you know, come to our product? Or did it, you know, do whatever we were trying to do? Like, figuring out what those metrics should be and then tracking them, I really suck at that. But after I recorded, which I was at the office, but I was in my car, I did go. Yesterday was my mom's birthday, and so I drove to my mom's house, and I talked to them for a while. Of course, they had Fox News playing in the living room, but they turned it off when I got there, so that's good. But they had gone. My mom, she turned 73, and if I do say so myself, she does not look 73. She does not act 73. You know, she's in pretty good health. I mean, she does have a few issues, but nothing that immobilizes her. She's able to get out and do stuff and all of that kind of stuff. And she doesn't look at all what you would imagine a grandma to look like. But anyway, regardless, it was her birthday. I went over. They had gone to lunch. My stepdad had taken her to lunch at this restaurant that she likes in town. And then they went shopping. They've been doing a lot of work on their back porch. They added basically a roof over the back porch to extend it so that it's covered. And they've gotten all this patio furniture. And yesterday they went and bought outdoor rugs so they could have the outdoor rugs. Mark and I bought an outdoor rug at one point. And our porch faces the sun. I mean, the sun shines right on our porch during, like, you know, the hottest part of the day or whatever. And within a month or two, the rug had totally faded. I don't know if they make rugs. They probably do, that are resistant to sunlight. But it just faded. So the rug that we bought totally faded, and we had to end up throwing it away because it looked horrible. And so anyway, I want us to have a rug. And also the other thing is, because our porch is not really, there's nothing to kind of protect it from the elements. It's not screened in. There's no, you know, curtains or anything. And it's very windy. We have some furniture on our porch, but it always gets dusty. And leaves, you know, get blown. And I try to wash it and I can't. It's just, you know, 2 days later, it's dirty and dusty and has leaves all over it. And I can't really. But anyway, I'm not talking about my porch. I'm talking about my parents' porch. They went and bought some rugs and set them up. So they have a couple of different seating areas on their porch. They're eventually going to put a fireplace, I think. And they were looking to get a hot tub, but they went and looked at hot tubs yesterday, and I guess they didn't know how much hot tubs cost. And now they're having second thoughts because mom doesn't know if she wants them to spend, because I think they were quoted $14,000 for the hot tub they were looking at. And she was shocked. She said, I don't know that we should spend that much money for a hot tub. And I said, well, mom, you know, the hot tubs are expensive. You're not, unless you get some cheapo, like inflatable thing that you can get from Lowe's or Home Depot or something, you know, or online. But those are not any good because A, they're inflatable, so they can burst. But B, I think the heaters in them are not very good. So if you're wanting to get in the hot tub in the wintertime, I don't even think those would work to keep the water hot, because they're these, you know, cheapo easy bake oven heaters that they put in these things. But they are expensive. But I mean, they were going to put in a pool, which I would only imagine would have to be more expensive than that. And they couldn't get a pool approved by the HOA because apparently pools are not allowed in their neighborhood. And so, I may be wrong, because I think they were going to do an on-top-of-the-ground pool, and on-top-of-the-ground pools are much cheaper. So maybe, and on-top-of-the-ground, above-the-ground pools are not approved in their neighborhood, but in-the-ground pools are, but they didn't want to spend $50,000 or $60,000 for an in-the-ground pool, which is kind of what those run, for just a standard kind of medium-sized pool. So anyway, we chatted for about an hour and a half, and I had bought her some flowers and had them delivered, but it was a plant, not like potted, not a vase, but I try to get potted plants so they last longer. And I thought it was going to be delivered by a florist, but it was sent in the mail and it was in a box. And because they had just gotten home from going to lunch and all that, and looking for hot tubs and rugs and everything, they didn't notice that they had a delivery. And so when I walked in, I brought in the box. I'm like, here, mom, I got you a plant. So did that. And then I had orchestra rehearsal, and we did a lot of Christmas music. So that was fun. We do have four trumpets now. The new guy makes number four, but I have officially, you know, without saying it out loud, I've let it be known where I'm supposed to sit. And so he sits in the correct chair. They've about decided that I'm the one that assigns parts, because I mean, I don't care if I'm always playing first part. I don't. We rotate. But I want to know who's supposed to be playing what. And we're very laid back. And so I guess I'm a control freak a little bit. And so I'm like, they're like, Adam, you're just, tell us what our assignments are and we'll do it. So I'm like, okay, if you insist, I will do that. So rehearsal went well. I went to Whataburger and got dinner because I didn't have time to cook. And then came home and we watched more Better Call Saul. I'm liking it more now. I don't think Mark is. He told me it's his background show now, so he does other things while it's playing. But we're still watching it, although tonight we're going to have to catch up with Big Brother, because There's a Sunday episode and a Wednesday episode, and then tonight is an eviction episode. And so we're going to probably watch 3 episodes of Big Brother tonight. And then I know Amazing Race has started as well. So we're probably going to need to start watching Amazing Race so we can stay caught up with that. And I'm going to cook, I think I'm doing lettuce wraps. So I have a recipe that's really good. That's kind of a P.F. Chang's copycat recipe. So I think I'm doing that. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.